earlier that day texted you just a short text. I'll be coming home and I want you to be ready. 8 o'clock, naked, wait for me in bed. That's all I sent. You sent me some texts back during the day, wondering, questioning, telling me to tweak my left nipple. It made me giggle, but I didn't reply. Time went by. I was getting near home, getting near you, to our bed. If you know, if you remember, then you'll be waiting. There's a creak on the landing outside our door. The metal key slides easily in the lock. I open the door. It's very dark. Just how you know I like it. Aren't you? You wouldn't have gone to bed this early if you didn't want it to. You're blind in the dark, but the hall light must let my shadow be seen, my silhouette. I can hear you're breathing quite fast. I can only just hold in my breath, but as I close the door and turn in the dark, I can't help. The anticipation makes my giggle escape. I take off my coat as quietly as I can. Under it, I'm not wearing very much. I slip out of my shoes and tiptoe with my little smile, my little giggle. My new one. Something happened to the old one. It got all wet. You lay exposed. Some starlight and street light comes through the bedroom window and lands on your body. Caresses your body. Shape of it, the muscles, the beautiful wave, the hair of a man grows on his body. Oh. I touch the feather to your feet. You know that I'm here. I let it go up your leg. I can hear you breathing. I long to feel that breath on my skin. But tonight, you're letting me have control. Tonight, you're letting me have this. Because I want to claim the night, the body. And I have your trust. That excites me so much. I have to struggle to hold my breath. I don't want you to hear how excited I am. I just want to excite you. I know you feel like covering up because your hand moves slightly. Feathers on your thighs. I see your tummy. It moves as you breathe. Warm, soft hair just below your navel. Can't resist a kiss. Your hands try to find me, but I've straighten back up, teasing you, suppressing my giggles. I know I'm killing you. It's killing me. But I want it to last. I want to seduce you. I want you to feel the excitement. The same anticipation that I feel every time you're near me. Every time I'm close. All you can do is breathe. But I rest my hands on your wrists so they can't move. Leaning over you, and my breasts hovering just over your skin. Keep your eyes closed. Keep them closed. And then closer. So fucking gorgeous. I hear you sigh. And I long for that sigh. As soon as it finishes leaving your lips, I kiss it. I kiss the lips. And you kiss me back. Try to lift your head, but I won't let you. I lift up your hands and place them on your head. I really want to get a handful of that hair and knit my fingers into it. Kiss onto my lips. Oh, I just take it over. you understand your hands have to stay there. The way that I understand when you do that to me. A breeze on your ear. I know you're smiling. Kiss your neck so softly as the feather touches your cock. Oh, a feather touch. I love it so. In the dark, everything feels so much more. I want to just stand there and watch you breathe with that wonderful erection you've got. I can't. I'm compelled to tease you a bit more. Tease you until I can't stand it myself, really. You're ruthless when you do this to me. You're so merciless. And I try to hold back my moans. I can hardly hold myself back. Even now. Now the tables are turned and you are the pet, and I am the tease. Up your body, over your chest, I caress your face with its feather. Turn and open the curtains to let more light. Not much, but just a little more light, so that you may see just a little of my body. I'm naked, except for the tiniest panties. I walked across London like this, just my little coat. I never thought I'd be brave enough, but I was. You make me brave. I don't feel it sometimes, but I am. The feathers worked its magic. I kiss everywhere it touched. I kiss the toe that I started with, the foot, the leg, the kneecap, the thigh. Oh, the thigh. Oh dear, I didn't mean. You move your legs so slightly because I moan. And I kiss more and more. My cheek touches you. Your sack. I kiss it. I suck. A ball. It rolls gently under my lips, pushed by my tongue, pulled by the suction, then the other. I'm sure you need balance. light kisses, only light ones. The feather only touched lightly, and so do I. Lingering on the tip. I need to lick it so much. I want to lick it. I know there's a drop of pre-cum there and it's gonna be delicious. Oh, kiss your tummy. Along your chest, all the ways that feather laid the trail for my lips. Another nipple, a nip. The feather didn't nip, but I can't control my hunger. You must be able to hear my hunger for you. It's in my shuddering breath. It's in the hard nipples that occasionally graze your skin. It's in the way the mattress shifts as I lean. Over you, my knees on the bed, as I kiss around your neck, my other knee grazes your thigh as it slides up it, over you, there's a heat. I know you like that heat. That heat is my desire. A humidity. A wet. Soon you'll be able to smell that. The way I could smell when I kiss. You lay there so patient. I kiss your lips again. I kiss. I lick and I suck your bottom lip. I hold you, I breathe into your mouth. I am claiming. I'm claiming your body tonight. I'm claiming what I desire. I may not be a princess, but I've been asleep. This awakeness, this strong feeling. I don't say those words. before. You've heard it before. And you've heard my gratitude after you've woken me again and again and let my growl out. I kiss back down your neck. I kiss down and I lower my body. I size on your sides. My knees by your hips. I need this. I want this. I want to fuck you. There it is. A touch. A wet touch. It's your cock. Lays each side of it, a wet lip closing around it, sealing against it with each wet leaf. My hips move and yours move. You want the spot and I want the place where it wiggles. My hands lean on your chest. My right thumb can feel your heartbeat. My forearms feel your breath. It's faster. It's harder. But you don't move. You let me do this. I want a hook. So that it may sit between my lips. It glides past the clit. That round head glides. It's coated now in my flavour. And it smells me. Arch my back, my tummy wrinkling, bowing, reference to this moment, so excruciatingly slow. My body's screaming, get on with it. But I need to show my dedication. I need. I want you. I'm claiming. I push. It doesn't yield. It's so hard. It presses in between my lips. And I so finally, it's near, so near my space, the space inside me, only a man can truly fill. The width of you, 2 inches down, is the thickest part. I want to open to it. I make my body conform to it, shape and mold, take it in. I can't be quiet as I am on your direction. I push, I pull that. Pelvis, the arching back, my large, soft bum cheeks on your legs. Still, you just breathe. The breathing. From your nose as you keep your mouth shut, but you're smiling because you can hear. Oh, you can hear how much this is doing for me, how much pleasure I'm getting. I'm taking you. I've been thinking about it the whole way, walking, the nipples inside. Your door, the way I walked across to your bed, the curtains are open on us, anyone could see me doing this to you. Pushing, tilting, squeezing. I try to grip with each stroke. Try to remember when to grip. My brain won't do proper thoughts. And I fuck you. I grip. Stay there. Still, you only breathe. Still, your hips move only slightly. Your time won't come to move. Until you hear the sound, you know it's coming. Now you push me down. Now my arms are over my head. You start fast. You don't hurt. You don't thump me. You don't lose control like I do. You slide and grind. Fast, yes. But you're so fucking in control. It drives me crazy. It drives me crazy that you know exactly what to do. I can't think of anything except fuck me. Make me come again. Fuck me. Fuck me. Do everything to me. Oh, you're mine.